I am Anansi, keeper of stories. Settle down while I stir the pot. Join me while I spin a tale.
Welcome to Anansi Storytime. I'm your host, Andrew Whitby. Today, we have a story about the troubles caused by a slighted goddess who uses a golden apple to avenge herself when she was kept out of a feast. Our story is called The Golden Apple of Discord, and it is based on retellings of a classic Greek myth. Our players are Andrew Whitby, Chris G., Matt Olaf Hinton, Morgan Hazelwood, Scooter, Terry Barston, Jatar, Don Davenport, Sarah Davenport, and Laura Donnell. Please enjoy.
Come, sit, listen. I once heard a story that started like this.
Our tale starts once upon a time, long ago, when Queen Hecuba of Troy had a dream. The queen was pregnant at the time, eagerly awaiting the birth of a child. But this dream upset her so much that she told her husband.
Husband, I dreamt last night that I gave birth to a flaming torch.
What a strange and worrisome dream. I wonder what it means.
King Priam became so worried that he called upon his eldest son, Isacus, the seer.
Son, you must tell us the meaning of this strange dream that troubles me and the good queen.
Father, the meaning of this dream is clear. Your newborn son will be the downfall of Troy. He must be killed to save our people.
In time, they had a baby boy. Hecuba and Priam looked into his eyes and fought against their fears. They named him Paris.
I know he is a danger, husband, but I cannot kill my son.
I know he must be destroyed to save Troy, but I cannot do it either.
So, King Priam sent for his chief herdsman, Agelaus.
Agelaus, you must take this child to Mount Ida and kill him.
As you command, my king.
Agelaus carried the baby to Mount Ida, but once he was there, he shrank from the grim task.
I cannot kill this baby, but I must obey, my king. I know. I will leave him here in the wilderness and come back tomorrow to get the body. He is certain to perish, but it won't be by my hand.
That night, a bear found the baby. The bear took pity on the baby and kept him safe through the night. In the morning, when Agelaus returned for the body, he found the boy alive and safe.
It is a sign from the gods. The boy is meant to live.
So, Agelaus took Paris to his home and secretly raised him as his own son. Paris grew up to be a regal and admired young man, beautiful, intelligent, and wise. His fame brought the attention of his true parents, the king and queen, who welcomed him back to Troy despite the prophecy. As a young prince, he liked to enter his prize bull in competitions. One day, he announced a challenge.
My bull will fight anyone's bull in battle, and the winner will receive a golden crown.
Ares, the god of war, heard of the contest.
I shall turn myself into a bull and take the prize for my own.
Naturally, the god of war won, and Paris awarded Ares the crown. Word of Paris's fair and just judgment spread far and wide, even to the gods themselves. It was in this way he became known to Zeus, king of the gods. Now, it came to be that Zeus planned a feast. He invited all the gods and goddesses, except Eris, the mischievous goddess of discord. When Eris learned that she was not invited, she was furious.
So, I'm not wanted because I caused chaos and misery. Oh, they'll regret that. I'm going, and I'll show them real chaos and misery. I'll inscribe a golden apple with the words, "For the fairest," and take it to the feast.
In the midst of the merriment, Eris showed up. When they wouldn't let her in, she tossed the apple into the crowd. Naturally, every goddess rushed forward to claim it and the title of the fairest. Soon, they were arguing and fighting. By the end of this chaotic battle, only three goddesses remained: Athena, Zeus's daughter, and the goddess of wisdom and war; Hera, Zeus's wife, and the goddess of women and marriage; and Aphrodite, the goddess of love. They went to Zeus, and each demanded that he award them the apple.
It's mine, Daddy. I'm the fairest.
Husband, am I not the most beautiful?
I'm the goddess of love and beauty. It must be mine.
You must choose who gets the golden apple.
Zeus immediately realized that this could only end in grief.
No matter which of them I choose, the other two will make me miserable. There must be some way. Oh, I know what to do.
Hermes, messenger of the gods, lead these goddesses to Paris. Tell him, as the fairest judge in the land, he must choose.
Hermes did as Zeus commanded. When Paris saw such a crowd of gods, he trembled with fear. But Hermes spoke to him.
Don't be afraid. We only want you to judge a contest of beauty among these goddesses. Zeus says that you must decide which of them deserves to be named the fairest and win the prize of this golden apple.
Paris could not refuse. No one refused a command from Zeus. So Paris took the apple and gazed admiringly at each of the goddesses.
How can I possibly decide between such lovely goddesses? All are worthy of the prize.
Mortal, I am Hera, queen of the gods. Choose me. I will make you king of Europe and Asia. You will be the most powerful man in the world.
I am Athena, goddess of wisdom. If you choose me, I will give you both wisdom and might in war. You will have glory and renown.
The last to step forward was Aphrodite. She had dressed herself in fine perfumed garments and placed flowers in her hair. She gazed charmingly at the handsome young man.
Paris, I, Aphrodite, goddess of love, offer you the most enticing gift of all. If you choose me, then Helen of Sparta, the most beautiful mortal woman in the world, will be your wife. I will make certain that she cannot resist your charms and that she will fall in love with you.
Paris could not resist Aphrodite's charms or the offer of Helen, who was famous as being the most beautiful mortal woman in the world.
Take the apple, Aphrodite. The prize is yours.
Paris had made his judgment. Aphrodite helped him woo Helen and carry her away to the city of Troy. However, Eris's meddling continued to bear bitter fruit. For you see, Helen was already married to King Menelaus of Sparta.
Paris stole my wife! Greeks, gather your forces! We war with Troy!
And so, the long and terrible Trojan War began. In the end, Troy was brought to ruin as foretold, all because of Eris's apple and Paris's judgment.
I hope you enjoyed the tale. When you return, perhaps I will tell you another.
The tale of The Golden Apple of Discord was reinterpreted by Terry Barston. For more information on Anansi Storytime, visit us at spiderstorytime.com. Follow us on Twitter at Anansi Storytime and like us on Facebook at Anansi Storytime. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.